position. Bravo, go. Bravo, go. In position. Bravo, go. Bravo, go. In position.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Bravo Go podcast. My name is Rain Omega. I'm one of your hosts.
And this is That Damn Darce.
And we are doing it live in the midst of the chaos, the madness.
Yeah, the T-virus, the G-virus.
Las Plagas.
Over G Agrit, all of that shit.
Cobra Sachi, like what? Wow, it's going down, isn't it?
It kind of is.
Yeah, man. I know everybody's kind of like aware because it's happening in everybody's life. But my homegirl just hit me up. She said that they issued a stay-at-home order until April 6th for the entire state of Ohio. Yeah, stay at home, nigga.
Stay at home the whole time.
Well. And see, that's the thing, too. Like, the media, like, the science niggas need better PR because it's technically stay at home if you don't have anything really important to do. Like, if you need to go to the doctor or to the hospital or to the grocery store, or if you have a job that is requiring you to work right now, you can do that. It's not like motherfuckers at your front door with guns. You can't meet a house quarantine type shit. But it sounds like that when you hear a stay at home order, like we're ordering you.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. They was talking about our city was on lockdown and only mandatory businesses are staying open. I was ready to get a bottle and start drinking and two-stepping, nigga. But they told me, oh, nah, we are not shutting the studio down. Y'all black asses is coming into work tomorrow. So
yeah, buddy. Yeah, I remember I talked to you about that, and I was like, you still got the bib? And you're like, man, yeah, I wish I was at home. I was like, shit, you wish you was at home now, but wait till that check start getting skinny.
Yeah,
I'm scared.
That's what everybody been saying. The break room, though, you know, Friday was a little doom and gloom, though, so I'm pretty sure it's coming, so.
Yeah, I mean, if it gets any worse, they're going to have to, like, and, you know, and I don't know how your company is, but there are some companies like GameStop said, we don't give a fuck about that shit. Like, we're essential. We're staying.
Shit, I went up there yesterday and them niggas was closed.
So,
maybe I went too late. I went up there to grab Animal Crossing.
Did you,
did I what?
Did you find one?
No, I went to one that has a Walmart right next to it. Walmart didn't even put it out. And the GameStop was closed.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Damn.
And this
That's
was
what
like,
time it is, huh?
Yeah, this was around 3 or 4. But I ain't shit, man. I ain't been taking it seriously. I was at the park the other day, like just outside, just chilling. Like,
I go for a walk in the morning. I walk like a mile in the morning, a mile at night. I've been, you know, I do my regular stuff. Like, I guess technically you like. You're not supposed to be out congregating, but I don't know if it's going to get any worse or any better, man. But it's like, I'm solo dolo most of the time anyway. So I just put my shoes on and go, for, you know what I mean? Because when I have to like stay in the house, like, wait a minute. Now, yeah, when I want to leave the house, you know, I'd be like, I'm staying the fuck home. So,
yep. I was out congregating. So I don't know if that's good or bad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You are old.
I guess we go see.
Yeah. I mean, shit, you know, fucking can be. And then if you turn into a zombie, man, I'm unfortunately going to have to put one in you. Like, is that...
With what?
Oh, yeah, that's true. I was talking to the homeboy, Graveyard, man, Mike, or Nick, I'm sorry. And he was talking about, like, he was cracking up laughing because we was talking about our zombie apocalypse fits is, like, very lackluster. And I was like, yeah, I ain't got nothing with no straps on it. I ain't got like no canvas, no Kevlar, no. This is gonna be a shitty apocalypse, man.
Yeah, I ain't gonna make it. I'm over here in a button up, a Overwatch t-shirt, and some regular jeans, your man ain't gonna make it, man.
Yeah, that's. I was on my walk the other day. There was these cats, like, they was doomsday prepping. Like, motherfuckers had like these two school buses in their yard, and the school buses have been there. I've lived over here for 6 months, but now they was outside like charging the batteries and like putting like shit on the sides. I'm like, what the? Is this how is my thorough like lack of concern for being prepared going to be the way I get taken out? Like, all these crazy motherfuckers is going to win?
That's probably how it's going to go. I hope this ain't the case, man. This is not how I saw the apocalypse happening. I thought there would be zombies, mass hysteria, at least a couple of fist fights. I was at the grocery store the other day. Motherfuckers was being cordial and polite and excuse me, thank you.
No, you go ahead. I've already got two things in toilet paper. Bitch, give me this motherfucking toilet paper.
Maybe it's just the calm before the storm.
Yeah, everybody holding on to for dear life. Like, oh my God, I can't snap. I can't. And my homegirl that called me, man, like, I was trying to reassure her, but in my mind, I'm like, damn, am I reassured? Because but I digress. We should probably start the show.
Oh, this is important information, man. People need to know that we completely slacking on our survival skills. Yeah, I'm sure we're not the only catch one. Somebody?
You want to catch a nigga slipping, you can come to my house.
My homegirl was the same way, man. I went over there. We was skating and just outside at the park like any old other. Yep. What was you saying?
Got him up. I was about to say, I'm not going to say the name. But I did find a low-key off-the-beaten-path toilet paper spot. But my man's is so hip, he got them single rolls, and he is charging for them hoes. But just in case, real off in the cut.
Is it a – I don't want to blow him up. Is it like a guy or is it like a spot?
It's a spot, but like it's like – it's not supposed to be a store. It's a store, but it's not supposed to sell that shit that it's selling. You know what I mean?
Now, if he get caught, you really don't want to blow him up. Because right now, that's always a crime. I didn't know that. You can't resell anything. But, you know, law enforcement doesn't enforce it normally because they don't care. It's not state of emergency and shit. But right now, that shit is a felony. Marking up prices like that and reselling shit. It'll get charged as a felony. So
there goes my business idea. My small business just fucking crashed before it took off.
I mean, you could do it. It was I only heard about that because my buddy that I play D&D with, he was telling me about some guy. I think it was like in Pittsburgh or something. That guy, he was doing it like en masse, and he got caught. And yeah, they charged that shit as a felony, man. Normally they wouldn't care, but. Yeah, you got to have a vendor's license to sell shit like that. So
wow.
Yep.
And they speaking of other weird shit going on, two things. One, my boy, my homeboy, he owns his own business. Him and his wife, they own two businesses. But like, he's having a real tough time with the landlord of his one business because it's not essential. Like, it's like, you know, something for kids or something. But it's like. Shit, ain't nobody coming. Even if it was open, ain't nobody gonna come. So he's going back and forth with his landlord about the prices, about the rent. And I told him today, I mean, I guess this is poverty thinking, like, fuck them lights. But like, honestly, I told him, I was like, man, they can't go to court to put you out because the courts ain't open. So who the fuck cares? Like, fuck that guy. You know what I mean? Like, he cannot get you out of there. But responsible adults.
Yeah, you don't want to burn bridges while everything is going bad because, you know, hopefully everything will resettle, but that bad blood will still be there if y'all acting funky right now, so.
That's true. And just keep everything. You know me, I'm super. I'm Captain Short-Sighted. Go ahead.
Yeah, I didn't know the fucking liquor store was essential business. Me and my homegirl went to the liquor store the other day. She was like, yeah, it's open. Like, let's go get a bottle.
Nigga, I'm what
like,
you mean?
And it was like a lot of people in there. I'm like,
what you mean? Like,
how is that essential?
You know what time it is, bro. Topsy turvy. Yeah, like, I can't go nowhere.
Cranked is essential.
my homeboys on Instagram, they got the, I mean, I don't partake, but you know what I'm saying? They got this challenge going. They send it on Instagram stories, like somebody take a shot, and then if you they tag you in it, you got to take one. I'm like, this is how we gonna spend the rest of the world getting
burnt? This is the end of the world, huh? Just shots? Nah.
Just at home getting burnt. Yeah. Like,
not shots, nigga. Shots. Like, come on. I thought this would be like a little more awesome, but.
And my other homeboys got one where they just doing push-ups, and they tried to, they got me in there. It's like, yeah, see somebody do, it's like C20, do 20.
Oh,
they tagged me in that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I saw 20 and I did like 6 1/4.
That's 20.
All at once? Like, I can't take no breaks? Like,
be lucky to get 8 or 9 out of my ass.
On that 6th or 7th one, boy, I was...
Yeah.
But yeah, man, it's an interesting time, man. I've been doing a lot of reassuring and you know, because I'm real one punch man right now. I'm just like,
yeah, it really hasn't changed for me. I'm still hanging out who I've been hanging out with. I am like me and my friends, we've been playing D&D. We still on our consistent schedule with that. I don't know, we might cancel tomorrow though. We'll see. And I'm still going to work and I'm still hanging out with old girl when I hang out with old girl. So it's like it's been the same. So I don't know. Besides not being able to get my damn game.
Yep.
And motherfuckers being in the grocery store all late when I like to shop there. Other than that, it's yet.
Aside from being laid off, it's business as usual for me. And I was telling somebody, I mean, I was like, man, I got a PhD in being poor, so it's like I'm not tripping. Because I mean, like, I bought the same groceries I always buy, and it's gonna last me the same length it always does because I've been doing this shit for years because I've been this same level of broke for years. So that little bit, a couple checks that I got, I only got 2 fucking damn checks or 3 checks. You know what I mean? Like out of my job before I got laid back off, I was only there 2 months. I got 1 probably half check coming, and that's going in on the rent. And you know, like I'll probably end up being a little bit short on the rent on the first, but I'm gonna look at them with the same face I look at everybody with when they ask me about it. Like,
they said,
here's where we're at.
They said anything about bringing y'all back or what? You don't know.
They sent an email. They sent an email the other day about part-time work. You know, basically they said for the foreseeable future, we don't know when y'all gonna be coming back on. So you might as well go ahead and you can file it for unemployment. But that jammed me up because I haven't been working long enough to collect unemployment. So I'm floating, man. But I mean, you know, like you say, you know what I mean? Like I've been training for this shit for a long time. I got a PhD.
You should try the grocery stores or Walmart or some shit like that because they seem to need all the help they can get right now. Business is booming for them motherfuckers. My boy was telling me.
It's a dollar store not too far from here. It's a Walgreens. It's a grocery store the opposite way, about a half a mile. I might tomorrow morning, I might just get up and go up there, man, and get something for the next couple weeks. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Why not? Not even might. I'm going to.
Yeah, it's a do what you got to do situation right now. So fuck it.
Because all my other job leads, because I was like, you know, now that I've been working for a little bit, working part time for a little bit, but it's like, I had a homeboy who was going to get me in on some, you know, like them concerts where you do put together the stages and they pay really good money, but nigga, ain't no shows right now. So all my little job leads, they fizzled. So I'm going
to
just.
That just happened to my homegirl. She got at that fashion show place. Is it called fashion show? I forget what it's called.
They got a mall or whatever?
Yeah, she got the little barista gig like a day before everything got shut down. She was like, well, I got to wait a month. Like, been waiting forever to get another gig, and I get that, and then this shit happened. Like, yep,
yeah.
Some breaks.
Yeah, I mean, so like overall, I guess on a surface level, I'm not really tripping because I mean, I'm doing everything I want to do anyways. I just got more time. I've been, man, let's talk about it.
Yeah, let's get into it. What you been watching, man? What you been watching?
Yeah, man, I've been on a kick, man. I got some stuff going. I took a second to watch that Marky Mark joint on Netflix, Spencer Confidential, or whatever.
Marky Mark back in the game.
Yeah, man, and it's like a cop. You remember the TV? I don't know if this is like a remake or a reimagining, but you remember the show back in the 80s, Spencer for Hire, the cop show?
Nah, do not.
Okay, good. That's just me. But I think it's like a, like they remade that into like a movie. Marky Mark is like this cop, and he goes to prison for some shit. And then when he gets out, he's like on a mission to, you know, tie up some loose ends and yada yada, and it becomes this big conspiracy joint. It's cool. It's not whack. It's, I watched it. I watched the whole thing. I finished it. So
you said it was on Netflix? Good,
yeah, yeah, it's on Netflix, man. Okay. Marky Mark and...
What is it called?
Spencer Confidential.
Okay.
Yeah, so I watched that. I actually watched that with my roommate. I was like, I was trying to like institute a, you know, let's hold it down in the living room for the end of the world type night. Where, you know what I mean, what we kind of, because I usually just be chilling in my room, man. Like, I got the TV and the PlayStation stuff in there and the laptop, and I just kind of post up when I get done with work or whatever I'm doing. And but I was like, let me go out here and, you know, and it was cool. On my notes, I have it written down that I finished Titans, but I fell asleep on the last episode. So,
oh, you got to redo it.
Yep. But I'm on the last episode, Titan season 2. I know I talk about it, cause I've been trying to finish it for the last 3 episodes, but it's not bad. It's just, it's not great either.
What was you saying about this training montage though?
Oh my God. Oh shit. I might got that shit. Oh, so so Dick Grayson, right? He pulls an Oliver Queen. It's like they got the same niggas writing these shows, man.
Well, I mean,
Oliver Queen,
fake ass. He been a fake ass Bruce, so.
Mm. He feels guilty about some shit that he did when he was Robin, or like something happened, and so he like voluntarily does some shit to get himself put in prison, right, to atone for his mistakes. Yeah, so we already off to a good start. But he's like, something happens, like these two dudes try to escape and he helps them, but then he gets like a real bad beating from the CO, so he's like, he comes down with some kind of flu or so. He's like in solitary confinement and he's hallucinating because he's sick. And so Bruce Wayne is in there talking to him. And Bruce Wayne, for those of y'all who don't know, is my man Jorah Mormont from Game of Thrones. Shout out to my boy. The thirstiest nigga on the planet.
Yeah. Sir Friend Zone.
My gosh. The friendliest.
Yeah.
And you just like, no, like your chick is smashing nigga, everybody, and you just.
That nigga died in the Sky Zone, man, in the Skybox. Damn. And ain't nobody fucking die in that show. anyway, my bad.
No, you're right. With very like due level of anger. That shit was like, and he didn't like. I'm glad they didn't kill him with the chicken pox, though. I'm glad they let him die. Oh, yeah. Like die. Mm-hmm. But so yeah, so that's Bruce Wayne, man, and Bruce Wayne's talking shit to him like, you'll never be this, you'll never be that, da 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 da, and he's like. fighting the air because he's trying to fight Bruce Wayne, and then the guards come in and then, you know, like they beat him up and they put him back in the bed, and then he's like, then Bruce comes to him again in a fever dream and he's like teaching him this new style, and so he's in the cell like practicing this new style that he's imagining that he's learning from Bruce Wayne, and oh my God, it's like Wing Chun, but it's like. And then Bruce is giving him these, like, you gotta be swift and, oh, like, kung fu philosophy. It's just the hokiest horse shit that I've seen in a long time.
that sounds fucking corny on so many levels. First of all, and, I ain't know Bruce and, know what Wing Chun's. Okay, right off the bat.
Yep.
I know he got hands, but kung fu? Like, all right.
And the fact that, like, not only, even if Bruce knew it, like, Dick Grayson don't know it. So he learning it from something that don't exist. He learning the martial art from something that, like, is a figment of his imagination. And it's just...
Yeah, it's, man.
Even just that, oh, I'm going to voluntarily put myself in prison because of some shit that I did to atone for my... and then just a whole little flip. And this is the Nightwing. Like he's like training, and he's gonna come out as Nightwing because they even showed the little symbol on the prison wall and the mythology from the guys he helped escape. It was like some South American deity that comes in the night type. Just like, you know what? Like, okay, here's the thing: comics on the screen, like comic story on screen, is a very, very precarious area. Like it's a very sensitive. Like, we need to screen this shit before we let it hit the screen.
You're right.
Some costumes, some stories,
yep.
Some shit just don't translate.
Some of that shit is fucking stupid. So,
yep.
Uh-huh.
So this, we are, like, we smack dab in the middle of, like, yeah, y'all should have doctored this up a little bit before you put it out.
Spices, added some spices.
Something, like, it, because it is, that shit is dry as fuck, y'all.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's why that was the last episode I saw, and then I fell asleep. I'm gonna watch the next one, and then I got American Gods 1 and 2 on deck. I've seen most of season one. I'm gonna rewatch it just to kind of brush up on it. And yeah, surprisingly, all that other shit I downloaded and I was getting ready to watch, I ain't watched none of it yet. That fucking Charlie's Angel, man. That Charlie's Angels got me. That shit got me. Like.
That shit was a coaster. That shit was a loaf.
It was a hoagie. A straight hoagie. Like, it's okay. And again, to preface, I have no problem with girl power. I'm not afraid of femininity. I don't feel threatened by it. I'm not like all the women in the world unite. That's fine. I don't give a shit. But it's just a bad action movie. Bad action movie, man.
They kind of always have been, though. Even the, you know, the one, the you know, the remakes that they made, in the, what was it, early 90s? They made those movies. Yep. Those was pretty bad. So,
and what is the show was originally like a 70s TV show, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay, one thing that they did do that was cool was like. Even though it was corny, but it was cool. They paid homage to all the different casts. Like in the beginning, like Sir Patrick Stewart comes out and he's like retiring or some shit. And then like they have like a photo montage of like through the years, the Angels. And it's him photoshopped onto this character. But it's like the cast from the ones in the 90s. He's in the picture with them in the 70s. You know what I mean? Like he has hair in the 70s and he's in the picture with them. That was like kind of cool, but I don't care enough for that. Like who was really out there like a Charlie's Angels super fan? Fucking.
Well, I mean, the movie kind of flopped, so I guess nobody. They wasn't in there doing that whack ass Hollywood wire food no more, was they? That shit is dead.
No.
Thank God.
This was more. We on like what's hot now, like the Laura Crofts,
Cry Maga now. That's what everybody doing now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, and Kristen Stewart, the Twilight chick, is in there. She's just in hella shit lately, and she does not get any sexier. Doesn't matter what you put her in.
Like, yeah.
No offense, man. The lady herself.
That
she's
chick
cool,
is.
But...
She's cute, but I don't know. Ever since Twilight, I like. And I don't really like that movie. Like, I'm not one to like hate on it just because, you know, a lot of people hate on it. But even when I was watching it, I'm like, this is the chick, like this is the big deal, like this is it.
We fight wars.
Yeah, like this old vanilla, regular man.
She's not even thick.
Right. I don't like bragging on people. I don't like dogging people, you know, but that
yeah.
We ain't fighting no wars over this, man. Like, come on, son.
We really not, because I mean, if you even look at both the factions, and I watched all three of them, because first one I watched way late. I watched the first one when I was about to be forced to go watch the second one. My girlfriend at the time wanted me to take her sister and her sister's boyfriend to go see it, so we all went. So I got like roped into that. So I was like, well, I should probably watch the first one. And then when I watched two, I was like, well, fuck it, I'm already here. I signed up, so I might as well watch all of them.
I got that same mentality. Well, halfway done. Fuck it.
Right, might as well do the other two.
Yep.
And so at the end, but like even in the like the movies as they go on, like I'm looking at the chicks in the faction, the Cuddy, like why are you not chasing after her?
Yeah,
like,
I'm that, saying though, all of the side characters be banging. And then the main girl was like spin. I don't know, maybe that's a big factor to the girl fantasy is I'm so normal, I got all of these fucking crazy ass dudes fighting over me. Because that is a chick's book, so that's a girl book.
That is true. That's probably, again, don't take offense, y'all. First of all, I'm a man and I'm uneducated, but I try to perspectivize it. But like, you know how there's like a male power fantasy. That's probably the female power fantasy. Like, I don't have to have big titties or a big ass for you to want to like beat up somebody over me. But I'm gonna let reality strikes, nigga. And like, I'm not fighting it. If you're not thick, I'm not fighting over you. Like, I'm probably not gonna fight over you anyways. But right. At least be thick.
That's a real slim chance that's gonna happen.
Right. Hey, you, quit trying to talk to my average as fuck girlfriend. Have at thee, villain. Nah, not me.
Right.
Yeah, so she's in the movie, and that Charlie's Angels, like, I tried like 3 nights in a row to watch that shit, and I only made it about 15 to 20 minutes further every time. I was like, okay, I'm gonna pick up where I left off. And I'm gonna watch it, and then about 20 minutes in, I would like realize that I'm not even fucking watching it. I'm like on Instagram or pretending to be asleep or something.
What is it? Just bad, or like, is it not funny? Is it? It's probably all of the above. Badly written, bad action.
It's like, okay, the action is cool, but it's not like cool enough. Like it's just mediocre on so many levels. Like even the music is like. Like, they got the girl power typical music, but it's not even, like, good girl power music. Like, if you're going to get one of these hot-ass female artists that's making music for women right now, the empowerment music, get some of that. It was like, you know how, like, Sprite commercials get some niggas to rap, and it's, like, niggas that would rap in a Sprite commercial? That's pretty much how it sounds.
I can't stand that shit, dude.
This is what that is. Shit. It's like the McDonald's of girl power music, and I'm like, oh my god, this is really bad.
Those are the worst raps, man. It's the raps you hear in commercials and fucking and like CW TV shows when there be motherfuckers on there trying to rap. That shit make me cringe. I have to turn that shit off or fast forward it or something. It's so bad. Like,
put it on mute. It's actually embarrassing. Like that, I like rap, and this is a juggle. Yeah, we got the so-and-so such with the crispy fries. Word. Oh, no.
I can't do it.
So the movie suffers on all those levels. It's like the action is okay, but it's not okay enough to put up with, and it's not enough of it. Like, and it's like a real, real vanilla take over the world type plot with a real, real vanilla-ass dude that is the villain. It's like super plain. Like, so I'm going to take over the world with some tech.
It ain't got no hook. It ain't funny.
It's got one hook. Real strong hook. It's got one hook, and it's a right hook. Let me see. Come on, internet. Yup. Y'all not going to... Because remember, I texted you about this shit when it happened. First of all, it was like a real... It was like a wake-up call to nigga, I'm old. And, But yeah, it's got one hook. One of the angels. That shit got 1.5 stars. Serves you fucking right.
I don't listen to them goddamn ratings anyway, man.
But you know, like, regular motherfuckers be making the ratings. Hold on, I'm still pulling up the cast because my computer's slower than dirt.
Oh, you must be talking about a female.
Oh, you already know. I'm C-Dub, baby.
They got a white girl, Asian girl, and a... Black girl?
They got a triple back set. They got, well, actually, it's two white girls and a mixed girl, or her name is Ella Balinska, something like that. But anyways, we got Kristen Stewart. She's like the bad chick. Like, she got like a fade, and you know, she's all like thugged out, but not really, but like how they would make that in that kind of movie. And then they got the girl they pick up. She's actually like this super smart scientist that she's like, originally they have to save her from a bad guy. But then she's like, I want to be part of the team because I can hack computers and I can... Another example of like, why the fuck was we doing all this lifelong training? and then just Steve show up and he's like good with the internet, so he gets to be on the team for this mission.
Because when you're doing a team movie, man, you gotta have fish out of water. The new person on the team gotta come in. That's every team air quotes fucking movie now. So
right, like the never held a gun before, but he's like the now he's the heavy weapons operator on the 50 cal. Like I've never fired a gun, but
yeah, because that's funny.
But and then the chick that I'm talking about, like she cuter than man, she bad. She's bad as shit. But she's like the, you know, she used to be in like the military SIS secret, what MI6 British intelligence type. But, you know, she didn't like the ethics and then she joined the team. But basically, them niggas is too young to be edgy. That's one thing that really gets me. Like, you're like 22. And even in the movie, y'all like 22. Like, how edgy could you really possibly be right now? How jaded can you be with your career of 4.5 months that you need to just leave and join Charlie's Angels? Whew, I had to get that out. Apparently,
them chicks is probably like 30, man. You know, I know Kristen Stewart's ass is what?
Oh yeah, she's probably in her. She pushing late 20s, at least.
Yeah,
but so yeah. All in all, man, it's
whack.
It's decidedly it's hey, I was gonna say it's decidedly mediocre, but no, it's bad. It sucks.
Yeah, man, really you gotta call a spade, man. If it's whack, man. Fuck it.
I'm not even gonna try to make no excuses for that shit. I tried 4 times to finish that motherfucker and I didn't care whether I lived or died every single time I put it on.
Yeah, if you ain't finish it in the apocalypse, it ain't shit to do.
Right. And it's not like I turned it off and put something else on. I just closed my laptop. Like, all right, I'm done watching. I'm done watching video for right now. No TV. It's like
trash.
I think I read a book or something after that. Some old real off the wall shit.
Yeah, you losing out to a book. That's real bad. You watch anything else?
No, man, that shit kind of knocked the wind out of my sails. But I got a bunch of shit on deck. I'm gonna try to watch something every night, man, because you know what I have been doing a lot of? We'll get to that actually. You know what I've been doing a lot of.
What so have you been doing a lot of?
Making division builds and putting them on the internet. So yeah, we'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah, we.
What have you watched anything? You've been out the house. You've been like living. End of the world. I'm about to live.
Yeah, I've been at work, bro. Like, I don't get to. Netflix got a lot of new shit though that I want to check out. I watched the first episode of Kingdom season 2. I watched the first episode of Black Lightning season 3, which was like. I might have to go back and re-up because I don't remember what the fuck was going on. They going to war with some Sokovians or some shit. A bunch of...
God damn.
Yeah. Some Russian country they going to war with, fighting over all of the fucking meta kids. And Black Lightning is still in jail. And so he not in the first episode. It's just... It's all damn. Thunder. It's all Anissa.
I am okay with
that. Yeah, that chick is fantastic, let me tell you.
She thunder.
And they still got the younger daughter like out of play. She can't really control her shit yet.
She got the glow. Oh wait, I gotta interject by saying one thing. I did watch the first 3 episodes of Castlevania, but I don't want to weigh in on it until I finish the season, so that's that.
What's your initial take on it?
It's fucking hot.
Okay.
Yeah, it's still...
We any new characters come into play or just the same 3?
Well, they separated. Sypha and Trevor are wandering the countryside killing monsters, and Alucard is holding down the fort. He just picked up 2 new proteges who came from Japan. They want to learn how to kill vampires because one of the Japanese vampires in the first that assaulted the castle in the second season, she has like a clan of vampires in Japan and they ravage in the countryside, and it's fucking phenomenal. So yeah, we good. That's where I'm at.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I really I'm gonna have to go back on Black Lightning, at least watch the recap, because I skipped the recap because I don't remember what the fuck is going on. So, but yeah, first episode of that was pretty good. What's up?
Did they fold Black Lightning into the CW universe with that Elseworld shit, or do you even know?
I have no idea. I'm not that well versed in the CW verse, sir.
You know, I smoke big.
I can't talk shit because I watched all the iZombie, so
there it is.
Yeah. But I only watch Black Lightning now because it's still early enough to where it ain't get completely ham-fisted, chuck full of shit yet. I know it'll get there eventually, but
give it time. Yeah,
yeah. Right now it's still cool. But yeah, I'm gonna definitely stick with that. But yeah, Kingdom Season 2, that Korean zombie show. It's like a period piece.
Yeah, I haven't, but it could be.
Yeah, it's all right, man. It's kind of a novel idea because it ain't no. You know, it ain't no guns. They got to deal with zombies. So it's just like swords and pitfall traps and bow and arrows. And I kind of like it. But yeah, the season one hit cliffhanger was they had a cool little premise with the show where the zombies would sleep in the daytime and they would only attack at night. They would like burrow under the ground, sort of like insects, and like hide during the day. So it gave the characters like a chance to like, you know, get their shit together, fortify shit, get ready for the night, get ready for the battle, the big battle. But the big plot twist at the end of season one was that they got fucking attacked in the morning, like right in the crack of morning, they got attacked in the morning and they couldn't figure out like, why is this happening now? So the first episode is them realizing like, oh shit, it's a whole bunch of them attacking us in the morning and we didn't really get the rest. We didn't really get to, you know, recuperate from last night. And it's just like they mad tired, man, from all the fighting, and they got to do it again. And yeah, the first episode is like almost off. It's like one big action zombie action scene. It's actually
sweet.
Actually pretty good. And yeah, there's a whole subplot with, you know, this young prince. He getting sort of like pushed out of his kingdom by his uncle, and power struggle between those two houses. And his uncle caused this whole mess with some plan of resurrection. He didn't know it was gonna flick this bad when he used it, but apparently he caused this outbreak, and there's that whole thing going on, which is pretty interesting. But yeah, the first episode was pretty good. The episodes are long though. They're like an hour long. But it's only six of them. I think it's only six of them. Yeah, so it's short. It's a shorter series, but it's longer episodes, and I kind of dig it, man. It's pretty good. It's hard for me to retain any of the names and places and things like that because it's all Korean. But yeah, so far I like it. Yep.
Yeah, man, that sounds like a good look. I might have to get. I mean, who knows when or how, but I might have to try it out because I'm looking for some good new zombie shit.
Yeah. I don't even know if it's necessarily all that great. It's just novel. Like, I never seen no zombie anything set in this kind of era, so it's kind of cool. You gotta prep yourself for some bad CGI though. Like,
woo!
Yeah, you know that, you know that Asian CGI be. I don't like the stereotype, but god damn, son. I don't know what be going on over here. Shit.
Oh shit.
But yeah, other than that, it's pretty good, man. It's pretty good.
That's what's up. Yeah, I mean, shit. So you've been just taste testing, doing some taste testing, huh?
Yeah, I watched that and that one little episode of Black Lightning. But I've been playing shit, man. I ain't really had time to, you know, fucking watch anything.
Fucking around.
Yeah, because when I watch something like Kingdom, like I can't multitask because it's got subtitles. I have to watch it, so can't watch that and play whatever fucking shitty game I'm trying out at the time. So
yeah, no, I feel it, man. That's yeah, I mean, that's kind of why I haven't been able to multitask either. I was telling myself I was gonna like put something on, and then but lately I've been just wanting to just either do one or the other. I'm not really good at multitasking that much anymore, man. So but yeah, so what else is on there, man? What's going on?
That's all I watched. I ain't watched nothing else.
All right.
The fucking movies is can't go to the movies, so.
Oh yeah, let's talk about the video on demand revolution that might be going on here real quick before we take a break.
Yeah, they're talking about Wonder Woman might go direct to video. Like, that's a big release, man, for Warner Brothers. Yeah. For that to skip the theaters, that's a whole revenue stream they're gonna have to skip if that shit happened.
Somebody else was talking about Black Widow might do the same thing, or Marvel was talking about maybe doing the same thing with Black Widow, which ultimately, you know, says two things. One, that they expect this shit to go on for at least 2 more months. And then, like you said, that's a big revenue stream to miss out on. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that's the first wave of the revenue stream. They just go miss it. Because you don't get the VOD sales till a couple months later, man. That's supposed to come after. But I don't know. Right. I guess they could check the metrics and see how it worked. Like, maybe just as many people will watch it. I don't know.
The thing about, like, VOD and, like, physical copies is that, like, there's no guaranteed percentage of, like, if I go to the movies, each individual person buys a ticket. So that's 10, 10, 10, 10, however many. If I buy a DVD or a Blu-ray, nigga, I could have 100 people in my... I mean, we wouldn't because of the situation, but, like, the whole household will watch it for one price, so they technically, like, losing 25% at least of the revenue. You know what I mean?
And once you release it VOD and it's out there, that's it. It's out there. There's no... I mean, people go bootleg it and what have you, but it'll at least take a couple of months for the quality version to come out and hit the internet. That's gonna be hour one, hour zero. It's gonna be that same version. It's gonna be out there. Motherfuckers is gonna be able to watch it bootleg. So, I don't know.
By motherfuckers, you mean me.
That also sucks for Scarlett Johansson, man. She finally get her solo act going. And this shit happened to her. She done put in all that work for Marvel, man. And this shit just happened to happen now.
Yeah,
up.
And the movie looked good. Like, it looked hot.
Yep. Sure does. So,
but I wonder if that will be like a... I mean, again, like, I don't know how long... I'm trying not to project how long is this going to go on and do this and do that. Like, it's just... You know, but that is a pretty big... But it is also... It speaks to the fact that these motherfuckers is trying to get some money. We put all these multi-hundreds of millions of dollars in this shit. I want some kind of check. Yeah. Like,
and they're not trying to wait. They've been waiting long enough. So,
right. We need this shit
now.
On paper.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But shit, man, that's the watch game. I got a lot of stuff on the horizon I'm going to be watching. Hopefully by next week, because I'm going to start trying to balance, man, like between watching and playing. Because you know me, man, I got sucked into the Division Build videos and I was spending like 4 or 6 hours a day playing, optimizing, fucking up the content, trying to re-record it, getting some good gameplay. But, yeah, let's take a little break, then we'll come back and we'll talk about the gaming front.
All right.
In position. Bravo. Go.
We back?
Yes, sir. What's happening?
We are back.
All right.
I totally forgot some shit in my watch.
Hit me.
I watched all of Resident Evil. Forgot about that.
wait.
Throughout the week, I've been watching all of Resident Evil, like all of the movies. So there's that.
All right. So let me just backpedal. You ain't watched nothing, but you watch Resident Evil every single day this week.
I look, God damn it. taste, man. Only the finds of Cambodian.
So, man, the quarantine has hit people hard, y'all.
They had like 3 of them on Netflix. I'm like, okay, I watched 3 of them. I'm halfway there. Like, I might as well just fucking, do the rest. And I already got them on deck. I got them on my hard drive. Like, so
it's something wrong with you, man.
The amount of garbage I got on my actual hard drive, man. It is a dark and scary place. That shit is the best.
Well, that's, you know what, that'll actually be a good way to kick off this conversation, man, because you know Resident Evil 3 demo was out, so I'm gonna let you take over, man. Hit me.
Oh yeah, I did play the RE demo. I didn't even have that shit written down. Hold on, man. Resident Evil 3 demo. It's only like an hour, if that, a gameplay. And they throw you into the, like, not the middle of the game, but like after you leave the police station. It's like that's a decent chunk into the original game. And you already met Nikolai, and you already met Carlos and yada yada yada. That whole team, the umbrella team, rescue team that they send in. But yeah, man, obviously it's fucking gorgeous. I'm really liking the Jill redesign. She's a lot more snarky, badass now. I'm into that.
All right.
And they let you do one little encounter with Nemesis right towards the end of the demo. I didn't try to throw any grenades at him. I probably should have. Tried to just square up, just straight squares with the pistol. Man. That dude is way faster than he used to be. Come on, son. I guess they had to compensate for giving you regular aim controls, or they had to overcompensate, but yeah, he killed me like 3 times, and I was like, all right, I don't got the equipment to fight this dude. I just gotta run, and that motherfucker be getting you stuck in corners, and
dang.
Just flubbing you up, man. And this is the version without the rocket launcher, so I can only imagine how bad it's gonna be when you fight that nigga for real, for real. But
Yeah,
and he can jump ahead of you now, like super jump, like up the street. Like if you like running away from him and he behind you, he can jump past you, and you gotta fucking turn around and
they got their
chase mechanics a little stronger from the last remake game, because they had Mr. X in there, and he would chase you around the police station. They've expanded on that, the chase mechanics. So yeah, this motherfucker can chase you down, and he won't chase you into safe rooms, I don't think. So you can still run into a safe room, have a few minutes to collect yourself, get your shit together.
Yeah, breathe.
Yeah, but he pretty fucking fast, man. They put the dodge back in there though. She can dodge again, so. Once you get that down, it might be pretty easy. I didn't play enough to get the perfect dodge timing down, but you can dodge shit like 100% once you get that down. If it's like the old game anyway, so that'll be a lot easier once you figure that out.
Yeah.
They also have the multiplayer mode in there, demo, but I didn't try that. I didn't download it. It's another Outbreak type deal. but I don't know, because it's not Outbreak's controls, you know, and it's got modern shit like voice chat, and it's one of those asynchronous multiplayer games. Like there's one against four people trying to escape, and there's one person trying to kill y'all. So
I got you.
Yeah, and I think the one person trying to kill you is like. He's like, he has to like watch monitors or whatever, monitor what you do. I don't know if he set up traps, ambushes, or what. I gotta actually play it.
Yeah, we might have to do that this afternoon, bro. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't even know if it's still up. It was like a beta. I was like, I went and downloaded the single player one instead. Like,
I mean, you're not wrong. You know the single player is going to be worth playing. So,
but yeah, you get that mode that comes. I'm pretty sure they go sell it separately. But if you buy the game, you get both of those. You get the multiplayer and you get fucking the remake Nemesis. And that shit will be out on what, the 3rd? So pretty soon, like a week and a half.
Slow down, y'all, please.
Yep. You got that week, and then the week after that is the Final Fantasy VII remake. So, two hopefully great remakes, the classic games back to back.
Man, and I want to play both of them, but you know, just the money so tight right now.
Do you want to play both of them? do you just want to play that one thing you've been playing?
To be fair, though, I did take a couple days off. Well, yeah, a couple days off, and I started playing Assassin's Creed. So, you know,
Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
Odyssey, yeah, yeah. I cleared the first little tutorial, quote unquote, island. I did the first little ship encounter, and then I made it to the mainland, and now I'm running around. You know, it's hot, like really, really good. It's a really good game. I know it's older, so a lot of people have probably played it, man. But you know me, like. But it looked good. The combat, now that I'm used to it, is sweet. Like the skill trees, the options, the fucking the strongholds, the it's like a lot of game for that little bitty price I paid for it. Like
yeah. It's like they took some design sensibilities from like Far Cry, and they took some design sensibilities from like The Witcher 3.
Yeah.
And they sort of like just blended it into this massive game. Like that place you want right now is not the mainland, just so you know. I don't even think that's the biggest landmass on the map, so
wow.
Yeah, that game is pretty fucking big, like, so yeah, you're just scratching the surface. It is really good though. I like the new approach. I like the new formula. A lot of people don't.
Well, I like it because, like, I mean, okay, so I guess the name is kind of misleading. Like, it's not, you're not technically an assassin. You're like the, you know what I mean? But it's also, it since they got away from that, it kind of lends the approach the ability to, like, be anywhere. You know what I mean? Like, they really can't. I mean, they could do the old formula anywhere, but they can really do it anywhere now. Like, any time period, any era, any fucking place in the world, like hopefully Japan, cough, cough. There's, you know what I mean? And the play styles, like you could just be straight combat, you know, you can, there's, it's, man, I don't know. I don't understand how you could not like it. I understand that there's probably like some purist AC guys out there. I played pretty much all the ACs except for 4 and Syndicate. So,
yeah, I think for a lot of people, it's what you just said. It's the whole naming convention thing. Like, you're not really an assassin anymore. And that game, when you eventually get around to it, it very lightly ties into assassin Templar nonsense. But, like, that's okay. It's been... People don't realize that game is fucking old now. Like, it's been two generations of consoles. Like, they can get away from that stuff. Like, it's okay. And if you think old Assassin's Creed plays any better, you are lying.
Yeah, you smoking dope.
Yeah, like, because that is one of the most raggedy fucking stealth games out there. It's so fucking loopsy goose with its movement mechanics and stealth. And don't get me wrong, I like them, but they are fucking raggedy. Like, it is what it is.
Yeah, I can just randomly crouch now. I can actually just crouch.
Yeah, you can crouch. You can fucking jump. Like, oh my god, you can. You know, like.
Yep.
I'm not doing a million different things just by holding forward, because everything used to be fucking context sensitive. Like, I don't gotta play at all. It's just automatic.
Yep. Holding the button.
Used to lead to a lot of fuckery, man.
I didn't.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was saying, yeah, I didn't want to go up there. I wanted to go down. Now this nigga done got away. Now I fucking have to do the whole mission over again.
Yeah, that's Assassin's Creed in a nutshell. I wanted to go straight.
This nigga went up and went to the left and went 7 houses down. And
he's still moving. I stopped pressing the stick like 3 days ago. He's still just parkouring.
Another thing I'll say about the game too is, man, like the environmental design. I know the scale is on par and everything, but man, like just the they could keep making those. I'm gonna go back and play Origins, and I'm whatever one come up next, I'm playing that too.
Yeah, like, Origins isn't as Origins was the first one. I think I might like Origins a little bit more as a total package, but Odyssey is definitely the better game. because they leaned more heavily into the RPG stuff, like different gear pieces with stats on it and all of the different ability trees. And that shit actually can get pretty intricate once you start going into the actual stats. Like, after you pick so many points in the skill tree, they let you start picking individual stats. So you can pick, like, you know, health on hit or fucking dagger damage or arrow damage, headshot damage, whatever you want. So you can really start specking out. And I think you can get as many skill points as you want now. So
or
the level cap is something crazy like 100. But I'm all for them. I would actually prefer them to drop the Assassin's Creed title and just make a full-on RPG at this point with fucking mythological creatures in it and monsters, and they should just go all out, because the Assassin's Creed name is kind of holding them back.
Just like the Division name, just like Tom Clancy's The Division.
Yep, another Ubisoft game. Just get away from that shit, man. Y'all be all right.
Y'all been making, like, y'all used this, like, this literature lineage to create a fan base for some shit that's now on its own a fucking good ass property. Drop that shit and make what we want. Put some robots in there. Put some zombies in there. Put tanks in there. Anything. But yeah, like, the same thing with this Odyssey thing. Like, I forget that I'm even playing Assassin's Creed until, like, it says it somewhere. But yeah, like, I'm in ancient Greece. Oh man, I could be fighting minotaurs and gods and
Playing. Damn. Keep playing. There's some shit in there. But and they also did that with Origin. It's just like, y'all already there. Y'all might as well just completely just break off. Like,
just dive in.
They still tie it in because, you know, they can, like, they could always say, like, oh, the Animus fucking glitching out. It's a glitch.
Right.
No, that's why you fighting a fucking alligator boss or whatever. They can do that, but I mean, they might as well just go ahead and break off completely, because that game is really, it's really nothing like the old games. Like, it's a complete departure mechanically. So
yeah, so much so that my combat was struggling at first. I'm like, what is this actual good combat? How am I supposed to?
I mean, I always liked the Assassin's Creed combat. I was never one to. I like killing a whole room of people with one button. I don't know why people didn't like that, but it's definitely different. You can definitely feel the Dark Souls influence.
Yeah. And I ain't got no shield.
Attacking with the shoulder buttons. And yeah, that was the last game. The fucking Egyptian fucking dude had a shield, but the Spartan don't got a... What?
This is...
I can't even... That was the whole power fantasy, is I was going to go sword and shield. Nope.
Yeah.
With the spear is my sidearm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, like...
And I will say this too, I don't know if I'll feel the same later on after playing for a million hours, because you know me, I'm an old what's that over there ass dude.
Oh, it's but a I lot of shit in that game. Damn.
Yeah. I'll be moving and I see like a question mark and I turn towards it and I'm like, ooh, is that a cave? I'm in there. Go in the cave and yeah, I'm...
And it's all kinds of shit, like in mountains and caves and underwater.
Underwater, and, yeah. Yeah,
if you're an exploring ass nigga, that's... Yeah, you will lose some time.
And I go down there and it's a treasure chest. I swam all the way down here and it wasn't for nothing. But I will say, if I don't get too burnt out on the game, which I probably will because it's a lot of game, but I want to play through as the dude, because, you know, I roll femship and I don't even do that. But I want to roll back through as the dude, because, you know, right now I'm playing like the stealthy poison, you know, with some points in the arrow tree, and I want to go back and play just straight hands from the start with the dude.
I got you. Well, they got New Game Plus in there, so you can, when you go to New Game Plus, they let you pick which main character you want over again. It's actually got a really good New Game Plus. So, but that's probably not gonna happen, because that's, you got the full game, you got the fuckboy edition or whatever.
Yep.
That's like an 80, 90 hour base. The base game is like that long, and then all of the DLC, which I have not finished, it's what, at least another 30. So, 20, 30, something like that.
And that's another thing too, like, I'm starting to get real comfortable with playing your shit late, so I can get the entirety the whole booty hole edition for $38. I got this shit for like $29 or something ridiculous. Like the whole $100 edition. Fuck it.
Yeah, the only problem with that is, like you said, burning out. Like, that was the cool thing about playing it when it came out, is that I actually was hungry to play it, and there was nothing else to look forward to in the game. Like, I ain't have to worry about, oh, once I finally get done with the main game, then I got to start the DLC. Like, that was a stressful thing. But, yeah, it's always better to wait than anything. You always go get the better deal.
But you know, motherfuckers would be like, ooh, I got to. Ooh, I got to. So, yeah, I did deviate a little bit from the path. But then I made the mistake of one day going back. And all right, I'm going to just put out a build video real quick. Because, you know, I wanted to try this. I got this new item that I wanted to try. I got an exotic pistol. I wanted to try that with the shield because this says boobity-boobity-boo. And then 4 days later, all I played.
He said 4 days.
All I played was the Division for 4 days.
Is that shit that tight? Like, I don't
it, you know, it's like, it's well, for, it's multiple things, man. It's like, it's the only Ludie Mac ass game that I got right now. Like, I got Anthem and I got the Division, but I'm not playing either one of those. I mean, I got the Anthem and Destiny, but I had to delete Destiny to, no, I had to delete Anthem to even get the. Hey, I don't have nothing on my hard drive. And so, you know, like, the appeal of the shooting, looting, that's what I got. And I really like that game, man. Even before the new content and the title update and the seasons and all this shit going on, like, I just like the Division. It's fucking really weird.
I got you.
So what else you been playing, man? We got into a little tirade about me playing Assassin's Creed, but...
Oh, that's cool. At least you played fucking something. That's, hey. But hey, you can say the same thing about me with Watch, so fucking Resident Evil. Asshole. I finished Astral Chain.
Oh, yeah.
Closing thoughts on Astral Chain. Phenomenal game. Slow start. Kind of a terrible start for Platinum, actually. That game don't give a very good first impression, I don't think. Because I started it over after I finished it to just, like, see, like, what the, you know, just started. I, like, immediately after I finished it, I started it over. And I'm like, you can't really do nothing when you first start that game. You got, like, one attack button. You got, like, one Legion, and you don't got no moves, you don't got no options, and it take a while for everything to start opening up.
Mm.
But, I say around, third, fourth, like, case file, mission, that shit really start to roll, man, and, yeah, the ending was, it was bananas. It was, like, four or five boss fights in a row, fucking traditional Platinum boss gauntlet, and the last boss the last boss was some bullshit. I ain't even gonna lie. It was a straight up, just a sharp spike in difficulty. Like, really, really demanding boss fight. And I was calling shenanigans. And it was one of those bosses where when I beat it, I was like, I felt more like I exploited it than I actually beat him. Like,
oh, I hate that.
It didn't feel right. But fuck it. Fuck it. Fuck them. Fuck that. That's on them for making that fight like that. I'm gonna do what I gotta do. Yeah, man, overall I really, really liked it. Really, really strong. Another one from Platinum. Added to the list. Some things I don't like though. Like I said, the start of it is kinda weak, it's kinda slow. The controls are weird. Take a long time to get used to the controls. Like, it's a lot you can do. Maybe that's why. Just some odd button placement, man. Like, what's with all of these fucking action games, character action games, RPGs, putting attacks on the shoulder buttons now? Like, I know Big Willy Styles, they doing it big over there. But, like, everybody? What happened to X and Y and square and triangle being attack buttons? And then, like, circle being dodge and shit like that. Like, everybody want to do the shoulder button combat now. Like, shoulder buttons are for aiming. They're not for attacks. It's only one game that can get away with that. Knock it off, y'all. Stop biting.
Man, I had to change Assassin's Creed combo. I had to change the controls on that shit because I was like, yeah, this is not working for me.
They bit that shit too, man. Like, light attack. What is it? Light attack R1, heavy attack R2?
Yeah, really weird. Really, really weird.
Now, I got used to it. I hardly ever changed controls, but even in Assassin's Creed, I didn't change it. But, like, come on, y'all. Knock it off. When have y'all done that? Shoulder button attacks. But, yeah, I don't really like the controls all that much, which is weird for a Platinum game. They tend to do that, though. Like, they put too many, like, they layer just too many mechanics. Like, the Wonderful 101 is the same way. Like, because that game was on the Wii U, it had like touch controls, and it had like little commands you had to draw on the screen for different attacks. Because you had like a circle motion for your fist, a straight line for your sword, a squiggly line for your whip. These were all of your different weapons, like any other Platinum action game. But you had to draw these on it. You didn't have to. They had more than one control scheme. But one of the options was to draw that shit on the control scheme. In the middle of playing a fairly traditional action game, like a Devil May Cry style game, you want me to draw? Like, there's a lot of shit going on right now, y'all. And another thing they do that I don't like is they'll put key abilities in the shop for purchase. Like, I think that's, like, abilities that you should just have default. Like, I think that's really stupid. And, because people won't know to buy that stuff, right? Like, Astral Chain has a parry mechanic that you can parry with your actual character and not the the Legion. But it's fucking tucked away in a shop somewhere. Like, people won't know to buy that. Like, that's like a key skill. Like, there are key skills in the games that you should either just have, or you should just learn it throughout playing, like, naturally. Like, I don't like that shit. And another thing I don't like is, like, I couldn't find... Most of their games have dodge offset. I don't know if this game has it. But that's just, like, a minor gripe. Other than that, though, yeah, the game is pretty fucking tight, man. Highly recommended if you like character action games. You gotta look past that fucking slow start, though. That shit is kind of brutal.
Yeah, I mean, from what I saw, I mean, I played a little bit of the intro, but, you know, I'm not really a Platinum dude or like that. Them games is like, it's a lot of shit going on. But when I came to your house last week or whenever the fuck, I like what I saw, like, to watch all the action and switching between the legions and the different abilities, and yeah, that shit looked dope.
Yeah, it take a while for them to layer all of that on you. It's like, I'm gonna be okay, y'all. Y'all can show me this shit a little bit earlier. You know, I'll be just fine. But yeah, it's pretty good, man. Platinum and Nintendo, they got a good relationship going. They're doing some good things over there. That's a good marriage.
Yeah, keep that going, y'all. Keep that going.
I think they will. I think that fucking Ultraman style game I was talking about, I think that's gonna be on the Switch. So.
Well, yeah. I'm glad we all in the boat.
Yep. Fuck that last boss though, man. I just want to say that one more time. Oh, non-rapping ass. So I turned on the Xbox finally. After all this time, wanted to check out Game Pass. Wanted to check out PSO2. The open beta finally dropped.
All right, what's happening?
Fantasy Star Online 2 finally out in the States after 9 fucking years. Now I've been playing PSO2 off and on since it came out on PS4, which was, I don't know how long ago now.
It was a while ago though. Four or five years?
Yeah, 4 or 5 years, something like that. And I already have a max level class on there, so almost 2 max level classes, because it has the shit like Final Fantasy where you only need one character, play all the classes on one character, and it has main job, sub job, all of that good stuff. So I've done all of this already, but I couldn't fucking read any of it. And it's actually really good. Like, it's the same game, it still hold up, it's still fun. It's just a lot, you know, it's a lot clearer now. I know what the fuck to do. And I know exactly what class I want to play. Like, I don't got to fuck around with no experimentation. I know exactly what main job I want, exactly what sub job I want. I can read all the skill trees. Like, all of that is nice. I didn't think they would actually localize it like character. Like, they translated all of the dialogue into English, like voiceover. I thought it would just be text and everything would still be in Japanese, but they did the full dub over, which is kind of cool.
That's pretty tight, yeah, man. Put some love in there.
Yeah, Sega's fucking stupid, man. This shit should have happened a long time ago. I think it's way too late. I think it's on the wrong platform, first of all. Like, why would you release... This game is the anime weeboo fantasy simulator 101, man. Like, the amount of... The creator is so good. The amount of fucking anime characters you can make, like, it's insane. And they have a bunch of... They had a bunch of fucking licensing deals. I don't know if this will be in the English version, but the Japanese version, there's a bunch of different, like, Attack on Titan outfits, Blaze Blue outfits, Guilty Gear outfits, like, Street Fighter, Final Fantasy 14. Like, they did all of these crazy crossovers, so...
Well,
yeah, you get all of these crazy fits from all of these different games. So, I don't know how many we have now in the actual localized version. I don't know. I ain't really looking to shop yet. After all of this time, like waiting all of this time, and it's finally coming out here, I actually didn't really play it that much. I played to like level 20, and I was like, which is like, that's super quick. You get that super quick.
Yeah.
In maybe like an hour or so, an hour or two. And I was like, I'm going to check back with this, but I've already done this, so.
Now, do they have plans of bringing it to PlayStation, or is it?
I think it's a year exclusive. I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'll see that nigga sometime, because I do like PSO. I do like Phantasy Star, period, proper. I played all the Phantasy Star games on Sega and shit. Like, so... I don't know how they tie in, but I fucks with them.
I don't think they do. Phantasy Star... Well, I think Phantasy Star Online, the original, ties in, and like Episode 1, Episode 2, and whatnot, but Phantasy Star Online 2, like PSO2, it goes pretty fucking off the rails. Like, your character leaves the game and comes to the real world at some point. It gets fucking silly. Like,
well,
because they did an anime and they had to like tie it in some places. There was a PSO anime.
Yeah.
I couldn't understand any of this when I was playing episodes. I think it's like episode 6 when this shit happened. But yeah, you fight in the real world, like at some point, like in like Tokyo. It's fucking weird.
Damn.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking dumb. Now that I can fucking understand it, maybe I'll, you know, see what actually happens. But yeah, it's cool, man. It's finally out. Sega's mad dumb though. This shit should have happened. This shit should have happened 9 years ago, because it's a really good game. It's one of Japan's most popular, if not its most popular MMO. But yeah, that shit would have been out before Monster Hunter. It would have been out before Division. It would have been out before. It'd have been out like around the same time as Destiny. They could have.
Oh yeah,
they
could have been deep right now.
Yeah, they could have been on the ground floor with their fandom, but too little, too late. And I think it's on the wrong platform. But we'll see.
I mean, if it's a year exclusive and it's going to come to PlayStation eventually, I'm sure I'll see it. It'll be new for me, and I'll be talking about it like it's brand new when it happens. But yeah, some of those marketing and business choices, man, like. That shit really impacts like the timing of releasing shit. Like, you gotta, you know, like, either you can get in before shit becomes the norm and people can overlook you because, oh, it's another one of those games, or like you can get in right when something is about to be the hottest and you be like, oh shit, you know, it's another one of them games, and motherfuckers is buying all that up. But it's a really tentative balance, like a real kind of, you got to do it at the right moment, and waiting too long, dropping it on Xbox, yeah, I said it, and shit like that, man. You really could get the game goofy, shoot yourself in the foot. Like,
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't have happened if, because Phil Spencer, the head of Microsoft, their games division, he wanted it to happen. That's why it happened. Like, that's all it took was one person in charge saying, like, yeah, we need to get this game in the States. And really, he made it happen. So that's why it's coming out on Xbox. That's why it's coming out on Xbox first.
Mm.
But Sega should have had a little bit more foresight to see, like, to have that shit come out here. I guess they factored it in, all of the translation. It wouldn't be worth it, but Phantasy Star Online already had an established, maybe niche, but they already had an established fan base. Strong, dedicated. Like, people love Phantasy Star Online, like the first game, episode 1 and 2. Like, people love those games. They already had a little Diablo Destiny-esque game just waiting to make money, and they didn't release it worldwide. I don't get it. I'll never understand Sega.
Yeah, I mean, they're another one of those unique, like, what is y'all doing? Developers who, more often than not, their choices don't work out well for them. You know what I mean? Like, Sega, like, Nintendo do weird shit. It's like, oh, it'll probably be all right. You know what I mean? But, like, Sega, they be constantly kicking themselves out of the running for shit that they should be a part of. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Well, that's BSOT. That's BSO2, people. It's on PC now. It's on Xbox. It's free. Check it out. Great game. And when I was on Xbox, I also downloaded The Surge 2. It came up on Game Pass. I played the first Surge on PS4. I played it for quite a bit. I never finished it. It's like a, it's basically like a sci-fi take on Dark Souls.
Yeah.
Another Dark Souls-like game. With a really, like, interesting take on the combat. It has location-based damage, or like you can chop off limbs, heads, and you can actually target those specific spots.
Okay.
And that ties into their, like, gear progression. So like, if you fight an enemy and he's wearing, like, his left arm is armor, but his head isn't, you can kill him easier by attacking his head because his head is unarmored. But if you attack his arm, you have a chance by chopping off his arm and getting that piece of armor to drop, and you can go back and craft it, crafting bench. So it's got a cool little combat system. It's got some nice finishers and whatnot. It's got some cool little weapons. But man, oh man, do I hate that game's? I hate that game's aesthetic. It is so ugly. Oh my god, man. Like, now this second game look a lot better than the first, like, technically, like, you know, on a technical level, but it's still just so fucking ugly, man. Like, they did at least now finally add a character creator, which is cool. But man, I fiddled around in that thing for a 20-30 minutes, and I don't really do that in creators no more. Could not find a suitable, like, none of this is working. Girls look terrible, dudes look corny as fuck. Like, I can't. Just ugly, man. Like, just everybody ugly.
I mean, shit, you know, it's the Surge, end of the world, baby. We all out here looking crazy,
right? It's still got the cool combat mechanics, though. Like, I do like the combat. I don't know if it's enough to carry the whole game. It's one of those games like Lords of the Fallen. Did you ever play that game? It's another Dark Souls like game, medieval style.
Is that the one with the buff dudes?
Uh-huh.
Super the one Zara really like?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
I
think these dudes, this might be the same company. Their level design, man, is like, their levels don't look bad. They're not ugly, but man, oh man, are they fucking confusing, because everything looked the same. Like, so just a lot of, like, just getting stuck. Like, where am I going? Where have I been? Have I been in this room already? Like, shit. Like, I could have swore that was, and it ain't no map. So yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, Dark Souls games generally don't have maps. But yeah, the thing with the thing with that team and their level design is, you see, they know how to make levels and everything look distinct, and you're not getting lost and confused about where you're going, because, you know, they make good art, like, aesthetically. Like, they don't make the same fucking rooms over and over again, so you don't need a map. You need a fucking map in this kind of game, like, just straight up. Like, what am I even looking at? All these rooms look the same, y'all. Like, damn. Shit.
Blazers.
Yeah. It's got a little, little drone mechanic, too. I like that shit. Like, you hit Y, and you get, like, a little ranged attack. You get a little drone that go out and shoot niggas, pester them in range. I like that.
Oh, that's hot. Yeah, it's pretty hot.
Yeah, I like that little thing. And you can, like, upgrade it, and you can have it, like, shoot, like, oh, you want it to shoot, like, bullets, or, like, laser, or you want it to debuff, slow a dude down, shit like that.
Yeah, I'm with that.
Yeah, it's a cool little game, man, but I don't know if I'm going to actually play it. It's... because I'm feeling those same problems as the first one, like, just fucked up level design, man. And it's actually pretty hard. Like, it's like, how the fuck did I just die hard in some parts? Which can be, you know, that could be cool, that could be fun for some people, but I don't know. I don't think I'll stick with it.
Damn.
Yeah. It's not bad. It's just like, man, it's okay. It's an alright game.
There's a weird, like, dichotomy for, like, things like PS Now and Game Pass and, like, the free games, free-to-play, and even, like, PlayStation Plus games that you get for free. It's like, it's kind of cracking right now in the game release window. So it's like, I need incentive to play your shit when it's other shit I could be playing. Like, kind of, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, well, I could be playing this, or I could be playing this, which is,
I am really glad it popped up on Game Pass, though, because I was sizing that dude up for a purchase. Like, it was right around in my price range where I was willing to jump in. And I was looking at the reviews and whatnot, which is a mistake on my part, but it scored fairly high, and I'm like, huh, okay. I would buy that for $20. I would buy that for $30 and whatnot. I would have been soggy if I'd have bought that shit for $30. Oh my god, I would have been fucking mad. But it's cool. It came up on Game Pass. I got to test it. I got to taste it. And I don't think it's worth my time. So, yeah.
You know what that just happened to me with, but not in the same way. But I didn't pull the trigger, and then the price went up. I was kind of kicking myself in the butt for it, even though I know I would not have been happy if I paid the, you know what I mean? Like, because they had that, new Ghost Recon that Czar was talking about. And, like, I watched some gameplay and like, the changes from the old game to the new game. And then the nostalgia in my head is like, yeah, you like Ghost Recon, don't you? Yeah, remember? Remember that one time we was playing Advanced Warfighter 2 12 years ago?
Those might as well be two different games, man. Those might as well be two different genres.
And then, like, I saw it was like 19 or something. It was hella cheap, and I was like, it was right before I got laid off, and I was like, oh yeah, you know, I could. And then, you know, I rationally grounded myself by saying, nigga, that is another the same ass game that you're playing right now that you know is good. Don't buy it. And then they put the price back up, ensuring that I would never buy their game, because they went from like 20 to 30 or 30 20 to 40 or some shit. And I was like, well, that problem is solved. But every once in a while, man, in my mind, I'm like, I wonder about that Ghost Recon. I bet you that shit's straight.
Well, that's probably gonna get you. It's probably gonna show back up, and it's gonna be like $14.99, and you go break. You gonna be like, well, that's the price.
Yeah, more than likely. And then what will happen off the top of that is that the niggas who was woofing about it won't get it anyways, because that's usually how that happens.
Or my prediction would be y'all all get on there, and then Czar will fucking hate on it anyway. That's my take.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that would happen.
Damn, man, this is boring, man. We need to be playing Killing Floor 7.
Whatever else multiplayer game y'all not playing at the time.
Right. This nigga be trying to ensure that we have every game on the market and don't play none of them. Also, we talked about this too, but on the multiplayer front, man, I'm really feeling like, and not right now because it's hot, but you know what I mean? Like, when it cools down, man, I think we should revisit space. I think we should all revisit space at a reasonable price.
Are you talking about No Man's Land? No Man's Sky? Man.
Yeah, I'm get down. A nice little crew together, start from the beginning, link up, and just...
Yeah, I'm always down for playing a super passive game like that. I'm fucking playing Animal Crossing right now, so it's the same boat. It's just building shit and exploring and yeah. So
fly places and see shit and just do it as a group and never finish it. But you know, another little enterprise we can embark on and shit. So what else you been messing with, man? Because you know me, that's it. That's my shit is done. I've been playing The Division. So.
Yeah, like I was just saying, Animal Crossing Horizons, it came out Friday for the Switch, finally, after a handful of delays. Everybody been fucking waiting on this game, well not everybody, but Nintendo heads been fucking waiting on this game. Now I haven't played Animal Crossing since fucking GameCube, right?
Right.
Not really my twist, passive kind of game, no combat, no... It's a super relaxing, you just build up your neighborhood game. That's it. That's the game. You just pluck weeds and you plant flowers and you garden. You know, you build up your little house or whatever in your community. So not something that I normally play, but I got roped into it by all of my friends. So, or all of my other gamer friends. And man, it's weird because you have to wait. Like, I can't really even talk about it yet because I just got it yesterday and I've just now unlocked because it's been a real day. You have to wait. Apparently, my friend was telling me you have to wait 7 real days, real time, before every fucking feature unlocks. So I can't really, I won't be able to really talk about it until next week. But, they've been doling out shit really, really, really slow. Like, gameplay systems, mechanics, and features and things like that. I don't know if it's to get new people into it or what, but that seems ridiculously slow. Like, like, come on, man.
Especially the way I play shit. I want a chunk. I want it now.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Is like, my other friend was telling me, she was like, yes, it's not, you don't really play it like that, because she played the latest one on DS, the one before this one. She's like, it's a game you play an hour or 30 minutes at most a day. And you turn it off, and I'm like, what?
I'm finding. Huh?
Yeah, I don't really do that. But I do like what I played so far. I got my little tent set up. Tom Nook, the little town president, goddamn swindler. I owe him like $100,000. I got the first little objective done of as you progress or as you do certain tasks, you get these things called what do they call them? Nook miles? Nook. Nook miles. It's like achievements. And you have to get so many of those. Like the first objective is to pay him 5,000 Nook miles to fucking unlock the next big feature. And the next big feature I get is my own house. And I got to give him 100,000 for that. 100 large, he want. But it's like, potentially I can see it on the map, like other parts of the island I can't explore yet. Like, oh, I need to build a bridge to get there, but I'm only on day 2. I can't build a bridge yet, right? If I could get over there, I could fucking make more money and this would go faster. But I actually have to wait, like real time. You could cheat and like speed up your system clock to fucking jump ahead, but nah, I'm not gonna do that. I'm gonna just wait, cause
so
all my other friends is playing it too, and I don't want to be the one nigga that's cheating. Like, I made a million already, and it's only been cause you can game a system like that. So
that's what this dude. Oh, there's a dude I'm following on Instagram, one of those game guys, and he had He's like, well, guys, the Animal Crossing is out, and I'm not going to time travel again. And I was like, what is he talking about? And then the next picture was like him, and it was 2060. He's like, well, I lied. And I was like, what does he mean? And that makes sense. He just fast-forwarded his game clock to 2060 so he can have all his shit right now.
Oh, damn. Yeah, because you can put money in the bank, and they get money, like, the money will collect interest. So if you jump ahead a whole bunch of years, you just get all of this money quick, but... I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna cheat. I'm gonna just wait. It's not that big of a deal. It's kind of a relaxing little like distraction. Like, oh, like I played it today. Like I got everything I needed to do. I got it done already. I did it in like 40 minutes. And I'm like, I could get used to this. Just turning this on once a day and fucking getting this done, and then just turning it right back off. A little something I could do at work. You know, lunch break. Like it's not a.
It sounds like kind of like a cool way for Japanese game developers to tell you to chill the fuck out. Like, don't sit down and play this shit for 32 hours in a row. Get on, enjoy it, turn this fucker off, and go do something else. Which for me will probably be go play another game. But even still, it's an interesting, you know, it's an interesting, yeah, like a good
that's,
concept.
That's kind of what it has been. But, I unlocked the ability to visit other people's islands, my friends and whatnot, so I can go and help them, or they can come and help me. You can, like, you know, visit their island or whatever and help them out. And I guess different islands have different, like, because it's a bunch of shit to collect, like bug catching, fishing. Different islands have different fruit trees. So there's incentive to play online and visit other islands. But we all just got it and we all just started. So we haven't unlocked everything yet. So it's going to be the waiting game for right now. So we'll see if I stick with it. I probably will, since it's so fucking relaxed right now. And a lot of the reviews I've seen were like of later in the game, because, you know, the reviewers have had it for a while now. And it's like, oh, damn, they got some real elaborate, like,
yeah,
they towns is hella nice. Like, I can't wait to get to that point, but I do like what I played. But I've always liked Animal Crossing, so.
Yeah, it seemed like it's cool. You know, I never played it before. I remember when it was a big deal on GameCube. I remember when everybody was hollering about it. But saying that to say, too, like, even, that's one thing about Japanese designers, man. It just kind of always tripped me out, the level of novelty and, like, the way they try to, you know, capture certain, like, Nintendo in general is just like the soul of what games are supposed to be, always has been. Even though, like, I like big, fancy, photorealistic, crazy, stressful ass, you know, games, Nintendo always managed to come with some shit that was like, you're supposed to be having fun, you're supposed to be enjoying yourself, let's not make it about this. And then, like you just said with the multiplayer, we encourage you to see other people's islands, and, you know what I mean, like, so you can really experience the game and learn how, you know, like, sharing is caring type shit, but not like competitive to where it makes it fucking weird, you know. It's like,
so that old Care Bear shit, man. Ugh.
real not like, and even like with like Dark Souls, like the multiplayer is like you can play with each other, but it's not the focus of the game. So we're not going to let you just call in whoever you want with whatever you want, wherever you want. Like, it's Japanese developers are really kind of, you know, really interesting in the way that they handle things that we consider to be commonplace in gaming, you know? Like,
yeah.
Like, what do you mean? Definitely. I can't just get online and invite all my homeboys to a party chat and we'd be playing 19 different games? Nope, our online doesn't even have party chat. Matter of fact, it doesn't have voice chat. Well, then what the fuck is the point? But
yeah, that's the big dichotomy between, like, games becoming so social. There's so many people that play games now, and they all want to play games like that, but I don't know. Maybe it's the gaming purist in me. I like to experience the game the way the designer intended for it to be sometimes. Not always. You know, sometimes I bump heads with them. Like, why is that like that? That's fucking stupid. But most of the time, you know, like a game like Dark Souls, like, I'm not go, y'all probably not go hear from me when those games first come out. I'm not gonna be a party chat. I'm not gonna be grouping up with people playing it like it's a goddamn MMO. Like, no, that game has got a certain level of isolation it's supposed to have, so I'm gonna play it like that.
Kind of 15 people in your room in the party all at the same time. Like, invite me. I'm at the Smelter Demon. Like, hold on, man. Like,
yeah, man. Like, you know, you need to be alone sometimes. But yeah, Animal Crossing so far, only 2 days in. So far, so good. Pretty cool. I am hungry though. Like, and I guess that's a good thing. Like, I wish it would let me play more. Like, I want to get more of this done. But it ain't nothing else to do right now, so I gotta wait for features to unlock.
That's cool though. I mean, yeah, like you said, and it's a good, like, okay, you know what I mean? Like, let me just chill. And you know, playing it seriously in the sense of like not taking advantage of breaking the rules or, you know what I mean? It's like, I don't know. So there's a lesson to be learned in there somewhere for all of us impatient ass motherfuckers.
Yeah, I'm not gonna break the rules, because like, it's like, what's the point? All of my friends are in the same place now. Initially, I was thinking, because I have completely forgot about time travel myself. It had been so long since I played Animal Crossing, and I was looking into it because I'm like, well, I just want to get to the point where I play with my friends. It's like, well, we all in the same spot right now, so might as well just fucking wait. Just take it easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, that's Animal Crossing, and that is everything I played.
All right. Well, I mean, you know, y'all know where I'm at. I mean, I've been playing The Division. I've been putting up hella build videos. I had a couple more ideas. It's so bad now where, like, because I usually just get something and it sparks my interest. I'm like, ooh, that would be cool with blah, 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 blah. So then I try to make something, you know, only a couple of them actually stick. Like the explosive one that you, you know, put me onto, which I said this on somebody's YouTube. I'm starting to see mad niggas running that shit.
Nice.
With my artillery turret in there. It's so satisfying. I went into a game the other day with just straight gun damage, crit damage and all that shit. And I was feeling lightweight jealous. My nigga was getting hella money with the artillery turret. I'm like, that need to be me. But I just been doing that, like, kind of just a way to keep active and interact with the Division 2 community and, like, just get some content on the YouTube for what, you know, like, kind of keep the ball, keep the little party hot. And yeah, I just got some theories, man, and some things have been, you know, I got another couple pieces last night or yesterday that had, like, I should try this. But I am going to start, I'm going to go back to AC, man, and I think I'm going to just limit myself to do the weekly and then pop in.
I don't think you should limit yourself. I mean, if you plan it and you enjoying it, that's really all that matters, because like, it ain't like the world is on fire, nigga. It ain't no like, I would never play one game over the other just because like, oh, I should be playing something else. Like, I would never do that. So
yeah. And you know what, like, I need to be, you know, we talked about this at the beginning of the whole process. Like, I need to remember that all of this shit is supposed to be fun. So, like, even when, like, watching something, like, all day, like, if I'm not doing, you know, all the time I say that, you say that. Like, if I'm not doing something right now, I'm just not doing it. Like that Charlie's Angels. I wanted to finish it so I could finish talking about it, but I was like, I don't
you
like
finish talk. You finished talking about it.
Yeah.
Hey, look, if that's the story, like, I got 30 minutes into it and that shit was a fucking loaf, and so I turned it off. Like, hey, talk about it. That's what happened. So I don't need you to finish it. That's what I'm saying. I'd rather you come over here and blast it. That's my take on it.
Yeah, man.
Fuck so all that.
Yeah, I need to be, because I get roped into that, like, oh, I need to, you know, like, watching other people what they doing on YouTube. Oh, I need to make sure I keep doing this or content or not. Like, but honestly, so the fuck what? If I have some shit to put on, I'll put it on. If not, but yeah, man, everything, that's everything in a nutshell. I haven't read any comics. Like, I'm comic free right now, and just trying to stand.
The library has you up. You can't.
Yeah, my connect.
You lost the plug, man. You fucked it up.
Yeah, and then they closed, like, on top of that, so.
They closed completely?
Yeah, the library is closed, like.
Shit.
Library, man, yeah. It's a hot time right now.
It's the end of the world, y'all.
Man, grab somebody, well, squeeze a titty, do something.
Yep. I guess we can close it out. I think right now, what time is it?
It's 3:15, yeah.
Yeah, I think I might go get Link Between Worlds, the remake, the old Legend of Zelda game.
Yeah.
But I don't know, though, because I just got Animal Crossing. And back-to-back purchases and Apocalypse, I don't know.
Yeah,
but
you live in real lavish.
Yeah, a little too lavish. Nigga need to be buying cans and noodles and shit like that. I'm over here buying fucking Nintendo games. Literally Nintendo games. Nintendo tapes.
Yep. Nintendo.
Yep.
But yeah, man, I mean, I still got the list of stuff I'm going to watch, and it's all stuff that I want to watch, so I'm going to get to it, you know, as we progress. But yeah, we can close it out with that. Thank you to everybody for tuning in. I hope y'all staying safe, even amidst, like, I don't really know nothing about the shit, but I know that people believe it's serious, and they acting like it's serious. So that, and it creates its own set of problems. So, like, I hope everybody is staying safe, man. And thank y'all for tuning in, because where the fuck else you gonna go?
Yes, thank you. Thank you all. Yeah. Next week.
See y'all on the next one.
I don't know what happened.
Barry! Where's Barry?
Well, I'm sorry, but he's probably...
No. What is that?
I'll go and check.
Okay, Jill and I will stay in the hall in case of an emergency.
Chris? Take care.